Good afternoon, guys.
Now, the Gillette ad, it has been applauded, it has been criticised, it has been panned. From your insight into, well, from the marketing world, what has Gillette done right and what has Gillette done wrong, if anything, with this ad?
Well, I guess the word in there that they probably could have changed to reduce some of the outcry was, instead of saying some do, some men do, some don't, they could have said most do, but some don't. However, the outcry has got them massive amounts of publicity. Mm. And it's publicity from people they probably needed it from, which is the younger guy. So I discount a lot of the outrage. There are people on social media who get outraged at everything. And they are not reflective of society. So, for example, the other day on I think it was Saturday morning, I said to my husband, oh, have you heard about the Gillette ad? And he says, no. Like, you know, it's to most normal people who don't sit on social media. I played it to him and he's a biker. He said, oh, that's pretty good. Yeah, it's a focus group of one, but that, I suspect that's the general thing.
That was my thought because I watched the ad. I have absolutely no problem with it whatsoever. I thought it was brilliant, but the men who are getting so defensive, do you think maybe this has struck a chord that they've done something in the video or they do something consistently? Maybe it's just hit a nerve because they deep down that they do those things.
I reckon that is spot on because say if you're advertising, you know, to drunk drivers, say you're doing an ad that says, don't drink and drive.
Yep.
I mean, people don't go up going, why are you accusing me of drink driving? I mean, literally, if you're not drink driving, the ad isn't accusing you of anything. So it's the same thing. But, yeah, there seems to be a sensitivity there. And it does make you wonder whether they see a little bit of their behaviour in the badly behaved people in the ad.
Yep.
Are we beginning to see more conscientious ads like this coming through in 2018, 2019 from the marketing world and from marketing campaigns? Is there more a conscious collectiveness from brands and agencies now to produce these type of ads?
Yeah, totally. And there's a couple of reasons for it. One is there's definitely a dollar value attached to ethical behaviour.
Right.
You know, there's no doubt about it because particularly younger demographics want their brands to stand for something. They like them being part of a social movement. So that's really important. Now, having said that, I think some people say, oh, well, these brands are just trying to make money. And they are. But it doesn't mean they're also not trying to do good as well, because brands, don't forget, are actually just people.
Yeah.
And most of the time, they actually want to be part of something that makes a difference. I mean, there has been cases in the past where you had the lovely Dove campaign for women celebrating all shapes and sizes, and then the same company, which is Levi Rexona, was doing the Lynx ads, which are all a sort of highly sexist targeting teenage boys. So there was a lot of cases of that in the past, but I think companies now are a little bit more, they realise that people will put what they're doing under a microscope, so they have to sort of act what they say, if you like.
And we live in a world of social media now where you cannot hide. Now, Jamie and I, we're not throwing out our Gillette razors, and I'm sure you're not either, Dee. From Campaign Edge, Dee Madigan, we really appreciate your time this afternoon. Thanks
so
much.
My pleasure.